This day 1620 of the Shulchan Yomi. They were doing Yerodeh Simen Shin Samach Dalid Siv Gimel Chutas. Gimel. Recorded the Medivah Rabbi Shai Mistabrin. Medivah Rabbi Shai Mistabrin. The word Rabbi Shai says that the dirt you cover the mace with should be also banah. There's Tfisas Yad Adam. Human being actually took it out of the grave and put it back in the grave. We learn Mesa Vodazar. But Shem Toast of Chibro, where you move something from the ground, then can reconnect it. Habakatolish, it's like it's still disconnected. But Nasser is Oskam, Shem, El Simon, Skufman, Hey, Ain Shem. Now, Memes ain't Sidimir, but the truth is no analogy. The Kotolish of Chibro, who Nitlash, Mokom Acher, Chibura Mokom Acher. It's Kiddush to me, but live and learn. Ain't the thing which moved and then we're reconnected is something which is disconnected from this place and reconnected to another place. So that's why a kever made out of structure is also, even though now it's connected, is disconnected and then reconnected elsewhere. For a kever, as opposed to the dirt of the kever, dig up the dirt, they lost some bar mason in order to put the mason, lachzira for lost smoke, put the dirt back in that place. Zemuchuber gummer, that's going to be absolutely connected. The Yoshua offer al arts kishoya. The land, the dirt goes back to the earth where it was. I was just alliteration there to the human body, the offer kumashoya. Zeratamishko rabbasin shechoku. Rabbi Yishai, that's to be the rationale of all of the rabbis. Arguing Rabbi Yishai, for the man of Rabbi Ramam, astonished how much Chosha Dvarad was concerned with Rabbi Yishai, the Uyachim Elkam Rabbi, as Yishai is an individual in place of many people argue. Lashon Toshes of Chibur Atzif in language of it's severed and then can be connected itself. Mucha Kain. It's clear this case. Mashiach Toshes of Nimlach Lechabra Karka. Sounds like it was severed and then you change your mind. Again, Chidush in the flame. The Mechai was to connect to the ground. Now, Zeh Eno. But Lubasov, this is not the what happens here at the end. Vul Talash Amnas Chabro. He disconnected in order to reconnect it. Vein Ktosh, that's not like severed. Well, I'm not sure what he does with the Kevish Obinion there, where he did also, you disconnect the stones in order to reconnect them, evidently to reconnect them elsewhere. The brackets, he says, Timanam Shitagiburim Sanisham Mastan Shitagiburim Shitagiburim Biachad, who accidentally put two sheets together. Vein move on. Rabbi Yishai, Ech Piyash B'Kivei, the Rav. It's not clear what he held about the Kever of Rav. The Piyash, where it came also, the Piyash B'Tzitai, Kever Kapani L'Shul L'Shol. It was severed to the side of the ground, the side of the Kever, so then Shmuel should have asked. Obviously, it's more there in Sanhedrin. And the Farish can't say about a catacomb, they took out dirt, a catacomb, there is no dirt, for Tzarech Iyun Godo. Now, Old Kosovo to the two rights, the Rabbi Shai Kosovo, also Leisha, a kever, a bonim, shimchasim, a kever, now to sit on a grave, or on the stones that cover the grave, a love for a kever, or on the dirt of the grave, Kul Kotosh, so Chibodami, and so like disconnected and connected. Vadoni Abrozza, Loya, also Shebel Evan. You should not forbid sitting on the stone. Shein Echshim Erkeb, it's not considered to be part of the Keb. It's a sign which you put on afterwards. It seems from the language of the Rosh. I'm sorry, the Chonam Ashi Shon, it seems from his language, the Sharosh Cholik Rabbi Shai, the Rosh Arzav Shai. If you say, Yimshai, if I should come as a Rosh, well, I'm at Seva, should be inside a Kever. You can't say it's so about the Matzev you put next to the Kever. You can't even know the Rabbi Yishai Lus Vilei Kain. How do you know Rabbi Yishai does not hold the Seva? Do you lose a rock of Avonim Shemachasim Bo Kever? Obviously, it's so about a Chutzva, it's Matzev, where you put it adjacent to the Kever, not on the Kever. So you lost a rock of Avonim Shemachasim Bo Kever, you only ask the stones which are on the Kever. Lo Matzev, Shem Tzara Kever, not the gravestone which is next to the Kever. El Tzorim HaKavonis HaRosh Hu Bavonim Shala Kever. He has said, Rosh even argues with the stones on the grave. So the guy Mavonim Elu Enim Shalach Lameis, these stones also not connected, don't belong to the mace. Hutzion is the marker laid down Mokom HaKever, another place of the Kever. They shall chayin because you will see the Kever. So the people who are alive, when they want to go visit the Kever, Yedu HaMokom, come on Matzebet, so another place, just like a Matzebet is by us. It seems more likely to explain that the Torah does not mean that the Rosh argues, but it's two separate things. The Rabbi Yishai says, Rabbi Yishai asks it on the stones, on the kever, everybody agrees on this. I feel a Rosh Cholik, but offer a kever. Rabbi Yishai, in Rosh argues on the dirt of the grave, holds it's not a Bano. Mikomakom, nevertheless, Bavayim Mother Zel Badi Ketosh, so Chibro by stones, he concedes the point, because that's Tolu Shibba, so Chibro disclaimed and connected. Kakom Rad, the Rosh Lay, also the Shevel, Evan Zel Matseb Shem Natsad. Echnam, the Rosh and Asa sit on the stone, which is Matseb on the side. Lachain, Mikonam Aravonim, Machakach Evan. That's the previous he spoke about stones, and now he speaks about stone. Chemishin, Mikonam Aravonim, Shalak Kever, look before us, about the stones on the cover. Evan, they wrote the stone, which is the Matseba Evan Achas, because the Matseba is one stone. Zaino Cholik Rabbi Shaya. So there's an argument, Rabbi Shaya. Hey, if he's at the Miyan Rabbi Rama, there's some astonishing Ramach, because she diesh osim sheva emma shosa kever Matseva. To those who asked her to sit on the stone, which is put on the kever as a Matseva, yesh kogi matin, those who argue and permit it, akan l'shor. So stay at there, Shabbat tour. Those are the two opinions of tour. To me, I'm astonished. Sheva shai, lois ke klal, evan Matseva. Rabbi Shai has mentioned evan of the stone as being a Matseva. Now, memes dear borum, then it seems clear. It's not like the chutzar, it's matzeva, which is put next to the grave. It was like an eretz yisrael matzeva, which is put on the grave. Come board the real taste, come a kaimus. This is when it splits in taste of places, because she's sharing with my bainu time, the red name of bainu time, the goylo. The golel, who I have in the golel, is the large stone, which put on the kever, the same name, who matzeva, and that is the matzeva, you can see, he matzeva is kuras rachel. Is the marker of the burial of Rachel, Rachel's Lamanay. Fiza Gama Rosh, my rabbi, Evan Shalak ever come born with Shalak. So Rosh is also about the stone on the grave. To you, like it says in his language, Tsiyun, Shinosti Mulava Chakach, the mark he put in afterwards. Fiza Pug Rabbi Shai, according to this, he does like Rabbi Shai. And Kokon Mishis Kirkadin, Bedim Matseva, Eil Osimil Matir, and so to all the ancient sources which mention the Loch Matseva, these forbidden, these permitted, Zel Matseva, Munach Gabe Kever, Seva on the Kever, the Matir, Svile, Matirim, hold those Brinder holders, no Shaykh Lames, El Kabam, those Milk Lames, it's just a first honor. It's like they stipulated belongs to the mace. Which you put on the side. It certainly don't belong to the mace. Everybody agrees to have it on them. I saw Achronim who went to difficulty to allow sitting on our matzevus. The chutzar is matzevus. On yours, I don't need a cloud. To me, it's not good at all. Matzevus shalom, pshita shemutayim. Our matzevus obviously is mutter, not so rachlet zion. It's just made for markers. They don't make a camera, know the place of the camera. The brackets, he says, my shkasa ramah, the kalim, shekofi, and mutayim, my noah, kalim, which you dig. And if you bury in them and mutter manok, find his mother, Simishim Mutessa and Shrub, Mashkaz, the Ishtamish man, Elamidas Hagabai, you shall use the Gabai's permission, the person who's in charge, permission, Pashru, that's obvious. The Shachalim Neahir, they belong to the people of the city, Vagaboyim, Hemabailim, and the owners, the Gaboyim are, for all intents and purposes, the owners. Vav, Vidai, you should know, decisions by the Kever shall be in Osabano, which he said the Kever, which is a structure, is Osabano. Perushok Shebuano, but the Soha Kever, Nasla Mesham. This is when they put the structure inside the Kever, and they put the mace in that structure. And that wrote to me, Binyan Sabi, a person wants to put up a mausoleum around the Kever. What should I say? It's like Shirim, like people do for rich people, the Gdolim, but the great people, because the Ohel. They call it the Yohel. Ain't a Bechlau Kever. It's not part of the Kever. Sherry Nasakaka was made afterwards. Vimash and Lovsa Rabbi. Taipluk the Rabbi Shai Barosh. According to many people, assume it is the Machlegas Rabbi Shai Rosh. But that's not true. Vimash and Yara, according to that which you wrote, Gamma Rabbi Shai Mutzer. So it's Mother Rabbi Shai. This ain't no Shai Chlamis. Cloud is not, well, not, it doesn't belong to the Mace at all. It should cover the Chaim Mosakain. It's made for the honor of the living. Come on, say it, like our Matsavis. Can you really use that? It seems clear to me. And you remember Fula, shows the covenant of the mace, if you say explicitly make it for the covenant of the mace. Like, how many years in the Matseva? It's more so in the Matseva. Shabbat, the Rakhlet Tzion, which is certainly only for a marker. Later, Mokum HaKeren, no place the Keren. Shechus Lev Sheh Mace, where because you write at the name of the mace. Achshus Kodol, you mostly cover the mace. It's a stupidity. If you cover the mace, all cover who the fun of the lamas. It's no cover to have an oil in the other lamas. Wow. So said not to make an oil. The little gamel woman said because not nor an expensive matzeva. Can angel cover the chaim? It's only for the mutter to cover the chaim who remain. Mutter by noah is permitted to our benefit. Zion. What the kever should be also by noah? Which kever should be also by noah? Kever structure also by noah. So dafka should be noah shei mace. Simply when they made it for the purpose of the mace, they also bought mace and they put the mace in it. Tavi is money, maisa, so it's a designation with a deed. Even they didn't put him there. Sheba kind of only for him to be there forever. Also, but to remove him after some time. Also, I feel like Hashmiyum, it's also even after they remove him. Mishum Nahavi has mono maisa, because it's a designation and a deed. Feel Tamil Bo Nephil, even they put a miscarriage there. Also, it's also forever to have an awe. Havalim Lazmil Zelamais Hadin Kane. But if they didn't designate for the mace, then this is halacha. Im nastu ha-mace tzolcha daita shesham olam. If they put the mace there with the intent to be there forever, also by noah, also right benefit, afin yoshe pinu, even it happens that they moved him. They ain't kan chisoran as much. There's no shortcoming in lack of designation. Kim shesnu daita yoshem olam, since they put him there to be forever. Seven also, that's his designation. Uvo as man of ha-mace ha-pakachas, the designation and the act came together, the deed. Avalim nasnu al dasa for nasa to put him there with the intent to remove him. Mutar by noah, it's permitted to our benefit. Achas shepinu after they move him. The mechusa has mon, it's lacking designation. Yeshuah gam chay gam nasolam. Sometimes even that situation is also forever. Kol shloi so has mona. There's no designation. Gam nasnu al dasa for nasa. They also put him there where they had in mind to remove him. So there's tate tivusa to double. Positive, but you added there a dimus, shura shel avonim shemes, and that's a row of stones to the honor of the mace. The neso kabinim shul dimus, that the entire structure comes also on that account of that dimus. It's not the pshat that this dimus answers everything. You don't know which dimus it is. Such as the derech of the structure when you shebi gamro, when you finish it moshkim so you anoint it. I don't know what he means by that. Painting was thinking you can't tell which is the row. If you do know which row you added for that, his purpose, Masiro, you move it. After you move the mace, will the also not dimus is also sharkav mutar, and the rest is made by mashkan or chaim sim mem beis yiftes. Wonder what he says there. Ches, Korsim, Masej, and Shosh Kors, and there are three Kvorim. Kever and Nimtza, Kever, which is found. Klomar, Kshen, Nimtza, Kever, Besodah, Shabayim, Lawyer, Yushum, Elam, Lachbor, Shem, Kever. If you find a Kever in a field where the owners never gave permission to dig there, a Kever, Vegibar, Vizel, and he's buried there by theft. If you can move the mason there, there's no prohibition. Moving the mason, no, there's no prohibition in benefit. Even they built the structure there. The second one is a known kever. He's buried there with the intent of the owner of the field. So if you can't remove him, the kind of mekamelam, he acquires space forever. And therefore, if it's a structure, it's also banah. Vashisha kever amazes rabbi. The third is a kever which damages the masses. Marfil kavrusha mishus. Even they bury him there with permission. Kever shemokum hilachrab is the place where masses go. Berchesh according beechol sham according must go. There beechol to lasos kain, and then you're not. There's no capacity to do that because kain can't go there. Kain mutavnos therefore you move it. Ach b'zeh chaluk mi kever nimza. This difference than a kever she found. The menim tzor, when you found a kever, shepinu mekom tor, when you remove it, the place is tor, mutzor b'no, a lot of time benefit from it. Zem mekom tor, here, the place is tor, v'asur b'no, but it's also a benefit from it. Bisho menim tzor, tumah yesh kukul. I understand in terms of tumah, there's a problem, and we have to eliminate the problem. Avul sanoh, in terms of sanoh, re'e b'ayli mechom l'asur b'no, shaloh. The owner who gave permission can forbid without hanoh, that which belongs to them. Kever du'a mekom tor, a kever which is known, its place is Tomei, v'osu b'no, and it's also b'no. Test, Rav Girsa Chesmizah, the Rabbam has a different Girsa. Api Yusham, he knows a perek test. V'u Gores, he learns Kever, Nimtza, Mutli, v'noso. Kever, which you found, you're allowed to remove. You know if you remove it, the Komo Tomei. The place is Tomei, v'osu b'no, and it's also a benefit. Kever yadua, kever just known, osa benosi, now that we pinu, they remove it and become a tor. But it's a tor, mutter by no, it's mutter by the benefit, I can't show. For a little pair of chesi, do us mace, may not look against a codemus. He's not arguing on the prior case of the Shepherd's Kirish Acher. Just that he has a different interpretation. The Kever Yadua, he interprets the Kever Yadua, Mikri Shadua, Shinik Barsham Shalob Yishus. It's known that he was buried there without permission. So Yadua Shalob Yishus. The Kever Nimsa, Kever is found, Rusha Eni Yadua, so we don't know its character, its origin. Chevon Asamuta, if you can move it. I mean, tumma I know, but turns to tumma and benefit. Chashir Shema Yeshka Bakan Shkuna Squares. We're for concern. Maybe there is a neighborhood of quarrels here. Maybe it's a basic forest which we haven't discovered. So you look, some of you are cavern. You have to check around the cavern. Much of our Shema explains there. I've a nimtz of you do a shushlobishus, but you find it and you know it's without permission. Moda gives going to concedes to the previous halacha in Sif Ches. And that is it for today.